Think about where your placement is in your family amongst your brothers and your sisters, your siblings. Are you happy with it? Are you the youngest? You're the oldest? You're the middle child? You're the only child? Like, all right, cool. That's my birth order and accepted it.
Mm.
13% of people are not happy where they were placed as a sibling, Raven.
I mean, really? Like, mm-hmm. we're walking around and we're taking surveys about this stuff. I mean, it's completely inevitable. It's out of your control, obviously, which sibling you were born. When you first said it, I thought you meant, like, regarded as the favorite or the smart one or mm-hmm. the reckless one or whatever it may be.
You know, what I thought was really interesting about this study was that 70% of people said their sibling placement did mm-hmm. shape their personality. And I 100% agree with that. Like, as the oldest child of three, I feel like, because I was born to immigrant parents that were very young, I had to fight so hard for everything and had to be so fiercely independent mm-hmm. that it kind of shaped the person that I am in a lot of ways.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask you, though. I mean, I know you. I spend a fair amount of time with you, and I don't think that there's any part of you that would switch. I mean, I think you'd like a day off, you know, to be pampered and babied. Sure, but I don't think you would change who you are for anything.
Right. And then I look at my sister, and, you know, my sister and I are almost 10 years apart.
Sure.
So at that point, I had broken my parents and I had worn them down. And
right.
she got to do all the things that I never got to do. She got to sleep at her friends' houses. When she said she wanted to go across the country to go to college, they signed the check. You know, it was things that I was never allowed to do and I had to fight for.
Yeah.
She got handed to her. But I don't necessarily think it's better or worse. I think that, like, it made me who I am.
Listen, you were on the front of it, going through this stuff, taking all that abuse early on to forge ahead for your family. It's just too bad that, you know, because of that, we look so much older than our younger siblings.
Well,
I look at my brother and I'm just like, man, wow.
Are you the oldest, youngest? Where are you in your family?
I am the oldest, of course.
You're the oldest of three?
Yes.
Do you ever feel like you got ignored as a child? Because a majority of these people feel like if they were the oldest, that their family basically ignored them like they didn't exist.
I mean, I wouldn't say ignored is the word. I mean, certainly, again, you know, it was a different time. We didn't have car seats when I was a kid. There was a reckless sense to all of it.
Do you think that the middle child is always the most spoiled or the youngest child is the most spoiled?
You know, the middle child often tends to be the head case from what I'm told. I'm not a doctor, of course, but, you know, they have certain things that they feel like they didn't get enough of.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are saying that they looked for more attention and were more spoiled.
I would say that that's true in my husband's family.
Mm.
In my family, it was a little bit different because the middle child was my brother and he was the only boy.
Right.
So that came with a whole different kind of rights for him.
Yeah. Italian family, that changes the dynamic there.
Yeah.
But the baby, I think in a lot of families too, they're going to be favored. At least by the mother.
Always. No, my little sister, and I still call her my little sister, even though she's a full married adult with two children.
She's a grown woman.
She will always be the baby of the family. We will always have to do whatever it is that she wants to do.
I listen to you.
And it's true.
You still sound mad.
And I'll still protect her to the day I die. Yes.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
It's November.
Okay.
What exactly is November? You don't actually have to say it like that. It's just November.
That makes it more memorable when you say it that way, though.
Yeah. It's actually probably exactly what you think. Here's the internet lady talking about it.
Well, so many people feel so overwhelmed and stressed and many times resentful because they take on so many tasks during the holiday season. When you're able to be assertive and say, no, I can't do these things, what you're doing is you're saying yes to the things mm-hmm. that add meaning and that you prioritize in your life.
So you got to just say no to things, to overwhelming your schedule, to blocking everything up so you're running around like a crazy person. I struggle with this a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because you want to be able to do everything for everybody and you don't want to let people down and you want to just be able to do everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we've been conditioned to from early on in this industry is like, you know, there's part of giving back to the community. It is required by us because obviously, you know, we make a living based on what we do, our interactions with other people, and every cause is a great cause.
But I think everybody falls into this, even with your kids' sports and like when they want to add something else to their agenda and you're like, okay. And before you know it, you're just running around like a crazy person. So how do you actually take advantage of November so you can have a relaxing holiday season? Well, it starts by doing something that I could imagine a lot of people would be uncomfortable with.
Come up with your version of November. What does saying no mean to you this month? You know, what are your rules? You're going to announce this to the people that are close to you.
What?
You're going to let people know that this is your intention.
Can you imagine, Raven, going to your wife, Alicia, and saying to her,
yeah.
Alicia, I love you very much.
Yeah.
But all these holiday parties that you have us going to and all these things that we're hosting at our house, no.
No. No. I can't imagine it right now. There's been a voice inside me that this year, I don't even know if I'm up for our pajama party. I'm just tired.
You know, it's so funny you said that because I got in the car this morning.
Yeah.
And I realized I never sent that we moved cards.
Yes.
Like the announcement saying, hey, we moved. So I'm like, oh my gosh, now we only have a few weeks before Thanksgiving and then the Christmas cards are all going to be going to my old house. That means I need to do my Christmas cards first.
Oh my gosh.
Like in the next week.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to do it.
Right, right. You're thinking like, you know what? Maybe this year I just let it go.
But there is, if you have a hard time saying no, like me and like Raven and like a lot of people, there is this trick that they suggest. And I got to tell you, it works pretty well.
Think about where you have the most trouble saying no. Like maybe if somebody asks you, the first thing that you want to say is yes. And so you need to create like a 24-hour wait period where you force yourself to say, I need to think about that for a day. And then you give yourself some time away from the request so that you can figure out what you want to say yes or no to.
I've been getting pretty good at this, where if I get a request by email, I just respond and say, let me get back to you tomorrow. And then I'll take the day to really contemplate it and see like, well, what does it mean if I say yes to this event? Mm-hmm. You know,
and then you can also craft a letter that says no.
Right. Well, because I think your first instincts is you want to be a people pleaser and you want to be like, absolutely. And then when you really think about it afterwards, you regret it and it weighs on you. So if you give yourself that 24 hours, you can talk yourself out of doing it.
I would like to just prepare like a speech that would I would just, you know, fire off automatically to each situation. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that maybe that would be helpful for me, too.
Do it. Send it to your wife.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 The things that irk you. You see somebody do something or say something or post something. And even though you're not supposed to judge them, you do because it drives you crazy. And that's all you need to know about them. 1-800-330-9999. Kim.
If you return merchandise the day after the holiday, holiday merchandise the day after the holiday, that's all I need to know about you.
So are we talking about like stuff you hung up and used for like decor and then you got rid of? Or are we talking like the gift you got from your uncle who bought you something ridiculous?
No, she's talking about like the Halloween wreath that hung on your door every day and then November 1st you brought it back to CVS. Am I right?
Right. Or a costume that you bought for your kid and then you bring it back and say, oh, they only wore it once.
I mean, what? Like, how do you do that?
Isn't that a rule?
No, like, these stores will take anything back. Well, it depends on the store. You know their return policies. You buy something at a certain store because you know they're going to take it back the following day.
Okay.
It's shady, but people do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, on costumes, too, that's kind of rough, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. My wife has a bin full of, like, every outfit the kid wore from, like, I don't know, every grade. I'm like, do we really need his third grade Red Sox shirt? She's like, yes. Don't think about getting rid of that tote. Nick, that's all I need to know about you.
If you only shower once or twice a week, that's all I need to know about you.
Whenever this comes up, it ignites a firestorm of people online arguing about it.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of text messages saying that not everybody showers all the time and there's nothing wrong with showering only once or twice a week. So I find it very interesting.
You know what? And I mean, doctors will tell you different things.
Yes.
If I only shower twice a week, though, my wife is not thrilled.
I shower more than three times a week.
It depends on the week, three to four times a week.
Usually it's every other day.
Yeah.
That's like kind of thing. Like,
same.
It's a shower day and non-shower day. And then I only wash my hair probably twice a week.
But you know,
but
a lot of
it. We don't really sweat much because we just sit here.
Right. So. Diana, that's all I need to know about you. What's up?
If you think that the chirping coming from your smoke detector means that your smoke detector is working properly, that's all I need to know about you.
Stop it. Who? Who
a thinks friendly reminder.
I have a girlfriend who hasn't changed her battery in years because she thinks that means the smoke detector is working properly every time I go over there. I'm like, no, it's the battery. She's like, no, that's my smoke detector. That's how it works.
It just beeps all the time? It doesn't drive her crazy?
It drives me crazy, and I'm not even over there that much.
Yeah, yeah. You bring a 9-volt with you next time you go to visit, right?
Just do it when she's not paying attention.
That is a very good idea. Brilliant.
Good reminder. Follow up. If you didn't get it done already this weekend, it's time to change your batteries. Hey, Elaine, that's all I need to know about you.
If you cross over a double yellow line and go around the car that's in front of you to pass a school bus that is picking up school children, that's all I need to know about you.
Seems accurate.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Remember that video from years back where the person did exactly that, but they also went on top of the sidewalk?
Right, doesn't seem like a good idea.
this is a terrible, terrible plan.
I feel like there should be a cop that shows up like a referee in a soccer match and just holds up a red card and immediately revokes your license in that scenario.
Or a cannon launcher on the front of the school bus.
I wish I had a camera on my bus to catch these people, because if we do catch them, they get like a $300-$400 ticket immediately.
I mean, as much as I like the catapult or a cannon, that actually seems like an idea where, why don't we have that in every school bus at
this point? Right, they should have cameras in every school
bus.
I agree.
That makes no sense.
Yep.
Thank you for the call. Have a great day, Elaine.
It was the wrong day at the wrong time. That's what happened.
For it to hit you?
When you go get a service, like your nails done, get your hair done, all that, do you complain if you don't like the job that they do? That's what it comes down to, because I never do. If I am not happy with the service, I will put a fake smile on my face and I'll be like, thank you so much. I will tip appropriately, whatever 20% or whatever it's got to be. And I will just get in my car and cry.
I mean, it's sad, but I mean, it's some things you can't undo, right?
It's done. Right. In my mind, it's done. But this past Friday, you know, it was a busy work week and we had photos. And I don't know why I stress out so much about photos. Actually, I do, because we only do them every 2 years, our professional photos, and they use them for every marketing thing that you can imagine.
You know what's the most distressing thing for me about the photos is that you never know which ones that they pick that they like. And then they use them in all sorts of different areas that you had no idea. It's not like they're coming to us asking, should I use this photo for this or that, which would take forever. I get that. But it's just distressing when you see a terrible photo and you're like, why? Why this one?
When you see, like, I know this sounds terrible, but when you see yourself in a magazine and it's the worst picture you've ever seen of yourself, you die a little bit inside.
Every time. Right? Every time.
But anyway, photo days are stressful enough. So I schedule an emergency blowout that morning. I'm like, I'm going to go get a blowout. And this is like during the show.
Right.
I'm juggling all of this and trying to get it done. And normally you get a blowout and it's fine and it's great and you're happy and you feel good walking out. The day before I had gone for another blowout because we had a big event to go to. It was perfect.
You loved that one.
I was in and out in 20 minutes. It was magical.
Was it the same place?
Same place.
Oh, I'm so confused now.
Different provider. Different woman that did my hair. The minute I sit down, like, it's not going well. And I can tell because she busts out the small, like, curling iron. And I say to her, I go, no.
You've
like,
never seen that before.
I don't like them tight. I don't like them tight. Anyway, long story short, I'm already on edge. And I was like, this isn't right. I'm like, please re-blow it out. And like, at this point, I can see she's stressed because the appointment after me is waiting.
Of course.
But it was so awful. So finally, I was like, I'm making her feel bad, which is always my biggest nightmare, right? And I was like, that's it. I'm like, it's gorgeous. Thank you so much. I'm like, I really appreciate it. And I can see in her eyes that she's giving me the daggers. Like, you know,
she knows that you're lying.
She knows that I'm lying. She knows that I'm angry. She knows that, like, everything has gone wrong in this last 45 minutes.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I tipped her 20%, and I walked out, and I got in the car, and I cried. You know, and then I took the photos with that hair. And Raven, when I walked in, how mad was I?
You were very upset. You were you were not happy. And to be fair, your hair did not look as you normally do it.
Right. And you have to suck it up and you have to do it. So now for the next 2 years, I'll look at these photos and be reminded about that moment.
I think they're going to be all right. But I mean, still, you were upset.
But here's the question. I hurt her feelings and like I can't make that feeling go away because I hate that. And I don't like to ever make somebody feel sad.
Yeah, but you didn't like yell at her. And again, you weren't happy. She just knew that. You just, you know, you embodied that. She could feel that.
Well, right, because my whole body tensed up, and I was like, please don't use the curling iron anymore.
please get it away from me.
At one point, I almost want to be like, please just give me the brush. Just give me the brush.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't even know what to do, because then they just make it worse.
Yes.
You know? But the question is five calls says it all. When you're put in positions like this, because I think there's two different kinds of people. There's those that are like me normally. That say nothing, you put a smile on your face, you suck it up, and you move on with your life. And then there's the people that speak up. Which one are you, and which one is the right person to be? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Five calls says it all. If you get a service that you don't like you get your hair done or your nails done, and you're not happy with it, do you speak up and say something, or do you never say a word? I usually never say a word.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, we had our professional photo shoots. Only happens every 2 years. The woman butchered my head. Oh, my gosh. I went for a blowout. And I was like, no, please stop with the curling iron. No.
I had to say, it did look different than any other time that you've had your hair done.
I was not a happy camper.
You were not.
And then I felt this immense sense of guilt because I could see the hurt in her eyes that I was so unhappy. And now I can't stop thinking about it. And I feel like such a jerk. I really do.
I mean, again, you just didn't like your hair.
Five call says it all. Do you say something? Do you speak up? 1-800-330-9999. Bill, do you?
Always. Because if you don't and you go back, you get the same thing again because they think you like it.
A lot of times I think I wouldn't go back, which is unfortunate because usually if I walk into a place, I've selected them for a reason.
Well, now I can't be seen there again. Like, I can't go to that blowout place again.
How do you do it, Bill? Do you be like, do you get agitated, or you just say, listen, this is not what I hoped for?
No, you politely tell them, no, this isn't what I wanted. You know, you ask for what you want. I even don't like it when you go to the store for a green pair of pants and they try to sell you blue because they don't have green. I want green.
You're right. You know, I came here for green. Right. Where's the green pants?
That happened at Banana recently, Banana Republic. So weird.
See, yes. I had never heard that before. Look at it. It happened to both of you.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Hey, Jeanette, five calls says it all. You get a service you don't like. You say something or you keep your mouth shut?
Most of the time, I would just keep my mouth shut. But my daughter was getting her hair done and makeup done for prom. And like you said, it was a different person, same place. And she was almost in tears, literally sitting there. And so I looked at the back of how he showed her the picture, and I'm like, do you think we can make it look a little bit more like the picture and try not, like, insulting the girl? But I felt like I had to at that point.
I think it also helps, too, when you're defending somebody you care about. It's not actually your service so much as, you know, like, if you saw going on with your daughter,
Anna. Absolutely, I would speak up in a heartbeat.
100% yep. Immediately, right. Yep. Right? It's different.
Yes. Right? Chanel, five calls says it all. You get a service you don't like. Do you say something?
I do. I speak up. Especially when it comes to getting your hair done and your nails done and you're doing something special, I feel like you should speak up right then and there. Especially nowadays, they are expecting you to tip them on top of the high price that you are already paying. So, yeah, I definitely do speak up right then and then.
Jacob, five calls says it all. Do you say something if you get a service you don't like?
No. No, I pluck it up. I move on. Make a note. Don't go back. I'll give it maybe two tries, but then that's it. A bad haircut. And what are you going to do? Oh, I don't like it. Take off more, make it worse. You know, you just walk out.
That's the problem.
It'll grow out.
They make it worse. Like when you tell them you don't like it, which is what happened, you know, this past weekend, they make it worse.
Yeah. Well, they keep working at it. They'll throw more chemical at it. Oh. They'll throw more time and product at it. And like you said, you only got so much there.
Yeah.
Right. And your frustration level is up. Expectations have changed at that point. Once it's already gone wrong, it's gone wrong.
Jasmine, five calls says it all. Do you tell the person that you don't like the job they did?
No. And I hate that I don't have the guts to do it. I have to tip. You know, there are people around. You don't want to cause a scene.
You know what? You're right. Like, I have an appreciation for people that are working, providing a service, you're doing something. And I always get in my head about it. And I'm like, who knows what's going on in their life? Like, they could have had it. They could be having a terrible day. I don't want to be the person that blows up their spot. But you're right. You walk out after and you're like, what did I pay for? You know, am I a fool?
All right. So let's look at the final tally here. Two people say, yes, you speak up. Two people say, no, you don't say any something. And then there was Jeanette who said, yes, you speak up if it's your kids. No, you don't speak up if it's yourself. So I guess there we are.
We're still equally torn.
Yeah. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? Jimmy Kimmel last night announced People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. And the winner is...
Hi there. My name is Patrick Dempsey. And finally, I am this year's People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive.
Patrick Dempsey? McDreamy?
Seems a little weird to be showing up right now, right?
He's 57. Like, remember when he was, like, when it was McSteamy and McDreamy, it would have made a lot more sense to me. But now?
I don't think it's really the age that matters so much as the fact is, what is the dude doing? Like, I don't know what he's doing right now at the moment.
I don't know why there should be anybody after me, to be honest with you. So this is it. This is the end of it. And it's good. It's been a great run for people, and congratulations. And I'm glad I could finish it all for you.
Hasn't he been, so he hasn't won before?
Oh, no. Listen to this.
Okay.
I've been the bridesmaid for People's Sexiest Man Alive 10 times.
10 times wow. He was on the list, and he didn't win it. Like, at some point, you got to give it to the poor guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, then I guess it makes more sense when he's like, they should just stop after this.
Right.
But they've made their amends right now. They're making it up to me, and then we can all move on with our lives. I mean, it seems a little bit outdated anyways, but listen, he's certainly an attractive guy. I see the magazine cover here. He looks like a less angry and scary Sean Penn.
Yeah, he is. I mean, nobody's going to argue him. He's a handsome man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite Patrick?
I haven't told the kids or anybody. I think they'll pick on me. Which is good. They keep me young. I think everybody's going to give me a hard time.
I think if you win this, you automatically you get made fun of, right?
Yeah.
Like by your friends, your good friends.
I would think so. Favorite Patrick Dempsey role?
I have no idea. I am not a Patrick Dempsey fan. I barely watched Grey's Anatomy. I wasn't really into it.
His first movie, Can't Buy Me Love, was a very sweet, fun high school movie. That's when he's the lawnmower boy.
Was he hot then?
He was one of those secret ones, right? Where they start off in their dorky, and then they remove the glasses and like do their hair right and put on a different coat, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, they're wicked hot.
Mm.
Yeah.
He went on to say this when you talked about what is he doing now.
Gives me a platform to actually talk about like the Dempsey Center and the type of work that we're doing there. So there, if you can use it for something positive, I think that's good. And certainly my ego takes a nice little bump.
What is the Dempsey Center?
I don't
cancer
know.
Care and support. That's nice.
Look at you now. You're finding out.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. I mean, the one thing it does is it puts you back in the spotlight and it gives you something to talk about. And people are interested. Like you said, what is he doing now? And to see that he's working with charitable things is awesome.
Well, congratulations, Patrick Dempsey.
I'm looking at like the people that are runner up on this.
Mm-hmm.
Usher, Jamie Foxx, Lenny Kravitz, Jason Kelsey, which FYI, Travis Kelsey is hotter than Jason Kelsey. But OK, that's a conversation I can have with my friends on my text line later. But you know, I find it interesting that it's not ever young people anymore.
I was going to say
it's always older men.
Jason Kelsey is the youngest person on that list by
yes,
far, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like we still think Jamie Foxx is hot. Like, Usher.
That's, I mean, what?
Right.
How is he on that list?
I mean, like there's got to be somebody younger, right? Yeah. It's a good
I would
looking.
Think so. Mm. Yeah.
Get ready to be enlightened. Your day is about to become so much better. You're not even going to believe it. Seriously, though, companies love to waste money on nonsense. They really do.
This is a lofty goals if you're saying that you're going to be able to complete this today. What happened?
The shoe company ASICS, they recently commissioned a poet named Charlie Cox to engineer a poem to put you in a better mood.
What? Why? I mean, I know it's the end of the financial fiscal, but what are we doing? We're searching for write-offs here? What's happening?
Right, they're like, you know what? We've got this extra 100 grand that we didn't spend. What should we do?
100 grand?
I actually have no idea.
Oh my gosh!
I Googled so hard trying to figure out how much they paid these people to do this, and I could not find an answer because I was dying to know. I was like, who got paid?
Right.
How much money? For this nonsense.
It's one thing if it's a board member's, like, you know, spouse or kid or whatever, and they're like, oh, they can write one up this afternoon. Well, we got to pay them something. That's one thing. If it's like a professional and they got over 100K, that's a problem.
They also hired a music producer to create an instrumental soundtrack to play behind the poem.
Oh, somebody's getting fired. All right. So.
All right. So.
Is it done?
Yeah. This is the poem that is set to music. That is supposed to put you immediately into a better mood because it produces endorphins when you hear it. And it's in a British accent.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That does help.
Okay, ready?
It can feel gloomy in here. That overwhelm, the sleepy sludge. Fighting off the thought of just for a day giving up. Screaming, give me a break. Why can't waking up be enough? Breaking up with faking thoughts of everything is fine, thanks.
I don't even understand what they're saying.
It's pretty serious accent. I mean, I thought there was going to be a softer British tone to this, but
no.
Okay.
But then, all of a sudden, it takes like a 180 degree turn, right?
Yeah.
And this happens.
I want to shake my body until it releases tiny voices that sing songs my head can shake off. I want to bathe in the commotion.
I want to become the very notion of a transformation. I am every ounce, stretch, and bounce.
Do you see why I spent so much time trying to figure out how much money they pay these people?
This sounds crazy. They could have just went to like a poetry slam and picked this person right up. No problem. It's a little bit scary.
They said they took 40,000 submissions from people sharing what inspired them to get active ASICs to make this. I think we can do a better job.
Yeah.
I think that if we write a poem to make you happier, we can do it ourselves and we'll do it for free. If you want to pay us, that's cool. We accept Venmo, anything, really.
That's why I appreciate you giving me the last 2 minutes and this pressure build up here.
5 minutes ago, I said, Raven, we're not going to take 40,000 submissions. We're not going to have the big money of ASICs.
It's on you.
I need you to write a poem
that's
going to enlighten you, because I have one too.
You do also?
I do.
Who's going first?
You.
I'll go. All right, here we go. Puppies. Kittens, laughing babies, and fresh baked cookies. Today is your day to be the best, and you will be the life of the party, your MC, feeling as fine as Patrick Dempsey. Like how I finished there?
Yeah.
Because he's so sexy today.
Patrick Dempsey is People Magazine's sexiest man alive. He was just crowned.
Good timing.
That was good timing on that.
Not bad. Would you like music?
Yeah, give me music. Okay, right, here's mine.
Go ahead.
In a world of gray, I find my way to a place where joy comes out to play. With every smile and every grin, happiness blooms from deep within. The sun shines bright and the sky's so blue, a world of possibilities, all brand new. With laughter in the air and love in the heart, I find happiness. It's a work of art.
Do you want an animal noise?
That was good.
Good job.
Do you like that? I used ChatGPT for that.
Oh, that feels like cheating now.
What's your family flex? Like the one perk you have because of your family or what they do for a living or whatever. 1-800-330-9999. Over the weekend, every Monday, we always share videos of what we did over the weekend. So my dad is a chef. He owns restaurants. I can get free pizza and free food whenever I want.
It's incredible.
I've had it my entire life. I take it for granted that I could be like, Daddy, can you just bring me 3 pizzas, please? And he'll just show up with it.
There was a time that I asked Anna what a large pizza cost, and she said she had no idea.
I have no clue.
She had no idea.
Yeah.
She's never bought it.
Why?
Yeah. Never bought a pizza. It's insane.
So this past weekend, Raven, producer John, I was like, you know what I'm really in the mood for that I haven't had for a while? Like a stuffed lobster. I haven't had a stuffed lobster in a while.
What?
With like the delicious butter and like the breadcrumbs and the crab meat. So I just texted Daddy and I was like, Daddy, you make me a stuffed lobster? Okay, Anna, come around 4.
Oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
I mean, geez.
It's my family flex. That's and I really take great. It for granted because we post the video and all these comments are like, are you serious?
They freaked out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, does he even typically make a stuffed lobster?
He'll make it if I ask for it.
I mean, it's amazing.
Gosh, you know what? You know what I haven't had in a while? Stuffed lobster. You know that thing that people eat like once, maybe twice a year, probably skip a couple years?
Let me text my dad like right now. Right.
Wow.
No, it's my family flex and I 100% take it for I take it for granted. Because I've always had it, you know?
No, it's a great thing. Yeah. My family is full of lawyers. So if there's like something you want to sit down and everybody be like, well, what would be our basis and foundation in a case going forward if we did this? That's what my family's good at. Mm. And it doesn't matter if it's like contract law, if you're fighting with your insurance agency, you're planning a divorce, you're doing this, you're doing that or whatever. There are all sorts of lawyers.
I feel like for you, Raven, that it has to have come in handy with the amount of jail time you've done.
I was just going to say, how many times have you gotten out of jail because of that?
How you characterize the things that you're saying right now. Some people might not know that. Well, I've never been convicted of anything.
Exactly.
Right. Also, it could be libel. You know, you would.
Yeah, let's not do that.
John, you have to have, like, family benefits and perks and family flexes. Your dad's an actor.
My dad's an actor. And, you know, growing up, I lived in New York City because, you know, actor, that's a great place to be one. And I got to go to so many Broadway shows. Now, I should clarify. My father is not a particularly successful actor. He's not living in the Hollywood Hills.
I mean, he's done some stuff.
As your chief counsel, it's my job to remind you of the responsibility you have to the shareholders.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we are hemorrhaging money. I get over 50 emails a day from division heads wondering where you are.
Bring it in on NCIS.
I was going to say, I can't even remember what version of NCIS that said. He's that guy. He's that guy, you know, who, like, you see him and you're like, oh, that guy. I've seen him in 8 million sitcoms. Never know his name, though. Joseph Kamal.
Nobody can you know, keep track of all the different NCISs,
that's
by the
true.
Way. I mean, they're all big shows, though.
So, yeah. Being the son of an actor, what did you get to do? Go to shows and stuff? Meet famous people?
Exactly. Not so much on the famous people, but, like, a lot of Broadway shows. You know what I mean? And it's not even just through, like, oh, I know the director, I know the star. It's, I know the drummer in the pit orchestra for Wicked, and I got you to get, actually, my senior year of high school, I got to take my girlfriend at the time to Wicked when it first came out, Idina Menzel, Kristen Chenoweth, because my dad knew the drummer in the pit.
That's a family flex.
It's fun.
That's cool.
Yes. What is your family flex? 1-800-330-9999. What's your family flex? I get free food all the time from my dad's restaurants. My dad is a chef. He has 3 different restaurants. I can go and get free pizza. This weekend, I wanted a stuffed lobster. I texted him around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, come at 4.
Yeah, I want you to understand that this is not a place where you go for, like, chicken fingers. All right. It's like, you know, fancy joints, right? You know,
not all of them. It's pizzerias.
Right. Well, a pizzeria that doesn't even make a stuffed lobster, but you call or you text your dad, and a few hours later, you go by, you pick it up. It's fresh. It's delicious.
Daddy's the best. What can I say?
Wow.
And my family flex is that I can pretty much eat whatever I want, whenever I want, thanks to my parents being in the restaurant business.
I can text, you know, 4 different lawyers in my family. And not pay a retainer.
It must be so convenient for you, given your history of arrests.
You know what? You know, sometimes I feel like I'm their favorite.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your family flex?
So when my brother and I were kids, my dad used to work at the marina at the end of the street as a marine mechanic, and we would get free fishing bait all summer long.
Cool.
Free night crawlers.
Yeah. Right.
Look at this. Bet you guys paid for your worms, suckers.
Mine were free.
I thought you were going to say, like, he'd give us a charter boat to go out on, you know, but, you know, free worms is cool.
Yeah. Well, we did get a free parking spot for our boat sometimes.
Oh, that's great.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, as a guy who's paying one of those bills on one storage unit or another, I can definitely appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Bill, what's your family flex?
My family flex is actually a double through me. Was number one, I work for an airline, so it's marry me, fly for free.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And there you go. And then number two, I used to have before it closed, I used to have a part-time job. I was a lieutenant in security at the Nassau Coliseum for 17 years. So any show, concerts, whoever, my family, my friends, my kids' friends, you know, they wanted to come see a concert or whatever else, I was always able to get them in. So right.
That's like, awesome.
Billy Joel took 17,000 photos standing next to you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I always joke that my husband only married me because he realized that if he married me, he would have free food for the rest of his life.
It's not a bad plan.
And he doesn't deny it to this day.
Well, who would argue with that? Hey, Jen, your family flex, what is it?
Everyone in my family is a doctor. And so whenever I feel bad, I'm like, I have this, this, and this. What do you think is going on? And then they just diagnose me with things. And I actually have to go to the doctor.
Do they call in prescriptions for you? Because that's what I'm jealous of. Because, you know, every time you need some kind of cream or you need eye drops because my daughter's got pink eye or whatever, you always have to go in.
Yeah, the minor prescriptions, they'll fill in. Oh, like, major ones, they won't. But minor, like, inconvenient ones, yes.
That's what I want. So you don't have to go in, pay the copay, and for the nonsense.
And it's like a 3-day process.
None of that.
Right?
Yes.
And the thing is the doctor didn't even look at you anyways. Mm. They just roll in, and that's it.
15 minutes, then you get your thing. I skip all those steps.
I have got a pain right now in my hip that the doctors have looked at. They can't figure out what it is. How would you feel about getting together with your family and me?
We do that for close friends. We don't prescribe things for close friends, but we like try and figure out what's going on.
No, that would be so great. I just need a doctor. I need a doctor in my family.
It would be so good. Justin, how about you? What's your family flex?
My family flex is that my brother is a master brewer at a craft brewery that's really good, and I get all the beer and that I want. Always the hookup, cases, 6-packs, variety packs. It's awesome.
That is great.
And even better than getting the product, honestly, a lot of times, is the access.
A lot of
the breweries, right, they open up these nice areas. It's kind of the time of the brewery right now, at least in my area, and everybody wants to go hang out at one. If you've got the spot that's busy and you can get the access, you're like a rock star.
Exactly. So it's win, win, win.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
You create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple comes on. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up to you to decide who's right. Brad and Felicia, this is embarrassing. Felicia, what happened?
We went to a restaurant for a date. It's a restaurant we go to regularly. And when we were leaving, as my husband was backing up the car, we ran into the fence at the restaurant and it was severely damaged.
Okay, so what did you do?
We left.
You left.
And I don't think that's right.
Right. No, it's not right. Brad?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think severely damaged. It was damaged, but it wasn't like they would have to repair the entire fence. Plus, it's like that's what they have insurance for. I mean, did they really go back through the tapes? I mean, what are they going to do? Track down the license
plate
of the
cameras.
Car that
we go
did
to this
it?
Restaurant all the time.
Yeah. It's true. They might have cameras, but like, what are they going to do? I mean, it's like that's the cost of doing business. It's not like I did it on purpose.
Let me just understand what kind of fence are we talking about here. So this is not like a fence, like a beautiful picket fence that is along their patio way where they have outdoor seating and there was people out there. This is like
it's chain link wood fence where they mix together. You know, the wood is in the chain links. And I bumped over one of the posts it's tore up looking. It would need to be repaired.
But yeah. Basically it's a perimeter fence for the property. It's not something that's along a nice walkway or anything like that. It's
No. I wasn't driving through any flower beds or anything.
We broke it and so we should go back and offer to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I mean, it's tough because now you left. So now it makes it even more awkward. Like, hey, remember on Friday when I did this damage? Here I am, days later.
Money's money. If somebody's going to offer you money, you're going to take it. No, awkward or not, you're still just going to want the money. I don't know. I've done this. So not in a fence that was damaged. It was one of those huge log fence lines that they put up that they put in places where they don't care if that gets hit and it's not going to budge for anything. And it did damage my car, but it was my fault. I just didn't see the right angle. Were you drinking? Are you sober? What?
We had some wine with dinner, but it wasn't like I was not hammered or anything. Yeah. I would have passed a breathalyzer, I think.
So this is just really about how you feel going there. I don't know. On the one hand, I kind of hear what you're saying. A perimeter fence is the cost of doing business. You have a fence line. People are going to hit it. And if a customer said to me and said, I'm very sorry I hit your fence, you're right. I have insurance. What am I going to do? I'm going to charge you my deductible? Seems excessive for somebody that's been using the restaurant. On the other hand,
yeah,
you know, your regulars, if you come in here and you know the waitress's name and you've thanked the chef because you like his food and you like this place, and then you just run into the fence and don't say anything, that's kind of weird, too.
That's awkward.
Yeah, and 100% they have cameras. They'd have to be the only person on the street if they don't have cameras.
You
right?
can never be seen there again. That's all I'm saying. I don't think you can go back to that restaurant.
I really love this restaurant. We have to fix it so we can go back.
No, I think you can if you go back and you say something. And I don't think necessarily you get charged. But I don't know. The votes might not be with that. They might be like, hey, it's a fence.
You know,
see ya.
My dad has restaurants. And I can't tell you how many times cars hit other cars in the parking lot and they leave. And then it's the same thing. The police show up. We have to give them the footage. And then they have to go track these people down.
Right.
Like, you get caught. The only difference is that you didn't hit another car. You hit a fence. So are they going to come after you for the fence? I don't know.
Right.
But what does the audience think? Should Brad have to go back, fess up to what he did, and offer to pay for it?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Brad and Felicia were having dinner at one of their favorite restaurants. And when they went to leave, Brad backed into a fence on the property, did a lot of damage to it, and left. Not a word. Felicia certainly argued and was like, what are you doing? And now that it's a few days later, she's like, we can't go back there until you call, apologize, and offer to fix the fence.
Listen, this is one of their favorite places. She points out the fact that they probably already know. There's cameras everywhere nowadays, right? But I get it. You're in that moment. It happens. You're embarrassed. You're upset. You're like, oh, this is just going to cost me. And he got scared and he took off.
But should he fess up? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Sandy, whose side are you on?
Here's my question. Why do they frequent this restaurant? Because if they, you know, lots of places have good food. They clearly go back because they like them. They like the food. You can't do that.
Mm.
The
no,
moral conundrum.
No, come on.
Ooh.
Not only that, as a business owner, yeah, okay, the price is doing, but their insurance is going to go up. They'll pay for it, but their insurance is going to go up. So every year they're going to get that extra bump for them. That's not now.
Sandy, the thinking person's answer. Well done. She's on her side.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. What would you do if you hit a fence and you thought nobody saw? Would you drive away? Because that's exactly what Brad did. Brad and Felicia out to dinner at one of their favorite restaurants. He backed up into a fence on the property, damaged it a whole lot, and then took off. Felicia is humiliated, wants him to call the restaurant and fess up.
This may make me sound terrible, but I am thinking that there is a difference depending on the type of fence it is and how much damage is done. So this is a perimeter fence, not like a decorative fence out there. This is basically to map out the edges of the parking lot. However, sounds like he did a pretty good job on one of these posts.
What do you think? Should he say something at this point? 1-800-330-9999. Anita, whose side are you on?
Oh, my God. I think Brad should go back and tell them exactly what he did because karma is not a good thing. Got to be accountable.
People would laugh in my face if I said that, but I agree with you. I think what goes around comes around. You do something like that, and eventually the earth is going to pay you back.
I think ideally the best thing would have been to say something right at that moment, right? But, you know, he's in this situation now. You got to know that somebody saw something somewhere. So if you don't want to have that feeling every time you walk into the place, I could understand walking in there and saying, hey, it was me.
Yeah.
I did it.
Dawn, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side, because if it was my fence, I'd want somebody to tell me. And besides the fact that somebody's probably listening to the radio and know who it is now.
Blowing you up, right. The detective work is no joke. You are correct.
I bet you the restaurant already knows. They already know who it is.
Probably. It's like,
yeah. Yes.
Hey, Ari, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Well, I'm going to take her side, and I'm going to hope that they don't have any kids because they're teaching them not to take responsibility for their actions.
Think of the children now.
Yeah.
100%.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Felicia, our audience agreed with you today. You got to go back, Brad. You got to apologize. You got to call and say, I may have hit the fence. I'm not 100% sure. But now, in retrospect, I mean, you could lie and say you weren't really sure, but you got to fess up.
Oh, I'm so glad. I feel so much better. Yeah, we just got to do it, honey. We'll do it, and whatever happens, happens. If we got to pay, we got to pay. But, you know, we love this restaurant. Let's just do it.
All right. Well, the audience has spoken, so you have to lead the conversation. It's embarrassing.
I have no problem doing that. I'll do the talking.
I don't think that they're going to charge you.
Oh, I think
you a disapproving look.
I don't think so.
I disagree. I think that they're going to be like, great. It's $6,000. But if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com. I feel sick. All right.
I mean, come on.
Yesterday, I made a big mistake. It was a very expensive mistake for this company and one that I've never made before, and I have to make it right. So the Can't Beat Raven jackpot yesterday was $2,100.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of cash. And Teresa was the player. And if you're not familiar with Can't Beat Raven, how it works is, actually, we play it coming up next. It's pop culture trivia. You beat Raven, you win the money. And if he beats you, the jackpot just keeps growing by another $100 every day. So the game was tied at 3, and this was the last question. And number 5, Barbra Streisand's new memoir is 970 pages. She famously played Fanny Brice in what drama musical?
Funny Lady.
Funny Lady.
So she says Funny Lady, which in my mind is not correct, because I'm looking for Funny Girl. So Raven comes back in, and, you know, once again, they're tied. She famously played Fanny Brice in what drama musical?
A Star is Born.
No.
No?
No.
Sorry.
All right. I'm sorry, Teresa. You guys tied today at 3. Man, this would have been a good day for you to take them down. That is very sad. You said Funny Lady. Saying Funny Lady killed it for you, and that makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Sorry. Moving on. Tomorrow it's $2,200. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Oh, I can't be Raven.
And then I realized afterwards when I got a text message, uh-oh. Hi, is this Teresa?
Hello.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, Anna.
I have to tell you something. I made a mistake. So
what?
Do you remember when you answered Funny Lady to the last question?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What I didn't know was that Funny Girl had a sequel where Barbra Streisand also played Fanny Bryce. So technically, yes. Funny Lady is right, which means you will beat Raven 4-3, which means you win $2,100.
Because Funny Lady was the name of the sequel. Congratulations.
Yes.
What?
Uh-huh.
God is so good. This is a supernatural blessing, I'm telling you. My sister and we were all day, because we love Barbara Streisand. We know the name of her book. We were thinking, oh, they're going to ask the name of the book. It's Barbara. And then we lose on a Barbara Streisand question. Oh, my gosh.
So I had no idea because, I mean, everybody knows Funny Girl. You know, like, that's the big movie, Funny Girl. And then somebody had texted in on our text line, Funny Lady was a sequel. And we reviewed the question, and technically, you're right. And that means 4-3, this cash is all yours.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, Raven. Yeah.
If you weren't so happy, I'd be a little bit more bummed out about it.
Well, you know, we're just trying to go past the loss and, you know, go on. And then you guys call me. I thought you were calling me back to ask me what size T-shirt I wanted.
That would have been great.
I'm not answering that call.
Well, this has never happened before.
I'm a funny lady.
I had to call my boss. I was like, Keith, I'm like, I made a mistake. And I'm like, I'm not really sure what to do. He's like, call her and give her the money.
So what do we do now?
You're going to stay on hold. We're going to get all your info and you're going to get this cash. And that means the jackpot's going to reset to $100.
Congratulations,
oh,
Teresa.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, friend.
And thank you for making Can't Be Raven history. It's the first time this has ever happened.
Can't Be Raven. Be Raven and pop
culture trivia. Win the jackpot. The Can't Be Raven jackpot is $100, powered by Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads. Throw Unstoppables in your wash, protect against odors, and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose, if your nose could hear, of course. Downy Unstoppables, try for under $5. Hey, Meredith, you ready to play today?
Absolutely.
All right, we've got $100 on the line. If you missed it, yesterday there was a technical error, and Teresa ended up winning the $2,100. So here's your chance to win $100 cash. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Please leave the room, Raven.
You got it. Good luck, Meredith.
All right. Okay, Raven's going to walk out of here. That big old door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yep.
And you can be sure that I have triple checked these questions today. Number one, Michael Strahan will miss Good Morning America for another week due to personal family issues. He was formerly an NFL player for what team?
New York Giants.
Number two, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were spotted partying together after the final concert of her residency in Las Vegas. Celine Dion, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Cameron Diaz, they were all there to celebrate too. What hotel hosted the residency?
Resorts World.
Number three, despite the delay of the final season of Stranger Things, producer Sean Levy says he won't use AI to de-age the characters. In season 4 of Stranger Things, what country was Hopper being held captive in?
Russia.
Number four, Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Was he McSteamy or McDreamy?
McDreamy.
And number five, Elf is 20 years old this year. The lead role was originally written with Jim Carrey in mind, but who ended up playing Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Nice job!
Yo.
All 5 for Meredith.
Oh, pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
Can you win 2 days in a row? Let's see. Can you lose 2 days in a row, Raven?
That feels hollow to me. But okay, let's go. Let's play.
You're sweating. Number one, Michael Strahan will miss Good Morning America for another week due to personal family issues. He was formerly an NFL player for what team?
The Giants.
That's right. Number two, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were spotted partying together after the final concert of her residency in Vegas. Celine Dion, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Cameron Diaz, they were all there to celebrate. What hotel hosted the residency?
It's the new It Spot, Resorts World.
That's right. Number three, despite the delay of the final season of Stranger Things, producer Sean Levy says he won't use AI to de-age the characters. In season 4 of Stranger Things, what country was Hopper being held captive in?
Russia.
Russia is correct. Number four, Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Was he McSteamy or McDreamy?
He's McDreamy.
Yes. And number five, Elf is 20 years old this year. The lead role was originally written with Jim Carrey in mind.
It seems so weird.
I know, right? Because it's so iconic at this point.
Would have been very different.
Yep. But who ended up playing Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
That's right. All right, so here's the good news and the bad news, Meredith. The bad news is that you tied Raven, so you're not taking home the $100 today. The good news is because you tied him with all five right, you will make it to the next round. When we get five contestants tied for five, we kicks off. And Raven, what does it say on my computer? What number do we have?
She's going to be number three.
So you will be the third person. Once we get two more people that tie Raven with five, then we're going to play that round and you'll have your shot at redemption. Sound good?
Sounds good. It's Meredith and I can't beat Raven.
Great game, Meredith. Until we meet again, enjoy that shirt, girl. $200 tomorrow, Anna.